Let me tell you why. I know the Democratic candidate has been elected to an executive leadership role in government. I was mayor of Iowa City. And what story stands out for me about what it meant to lead my community? It's the same approach I'll take for our state if you elect the governor. It was the evening of April 13, 2006, 3 days before Easter. It had been one of those muggy spring days in Iowa, the kind that we welcome, but the kind, as Iowans, we also know can bring about dangerous storms. About 8:30, the tornado hit. We took cover, we knew the storms were bad. We'd heard the news reports, radios, that tornadoes had hit our city, damaged homes, businesses, and historic St. Patrick's Church. Across Iowa City and into neighboring counties, that line of tornadoes did millions of dollars of damage and hurt 3 dozen people. We didn't have time to waste. I immediately went to the Disaster Command Center. We developed teams and implemented plans. We cleared debris, assessed damage, and worked together with our neighbors and our county and state representatives to rebuild our city, as well as the lives damaged by the tornadoes. It took months, but I never was more proud of our community to lead our community. It was Iowans at their best, coming together, doing what needed to be done. To this day, people remind me how it felt to be part of our community that responded that way. We did that mobile drive. That is the difference I will bring to our state as governor. This is what local government does. We act. We help neighbors. We see each other at the grocery stores and the gas stations. We're accountable to each other. We care about each other. That's what we need in Iowa, someone with experience in local government who can make that happen statement. I've been crisscrossing the state with a simple, clear message. Let's be Iowa. Let's be Iowa. And we all know what that means. It means investing again in public education, not private vouchers. Next generation. Let's be mine. It means building a healthcare system that takes care of all of us and our neighbors, where we don't have to worry if we'll go bankrupt just because we get sick. Yeah, let's put together a system of vouchers on the table. Let's reverse prioritize Medicaid. And let's take care of our people when they need to have healthcare and services. Let's be Iowa. It means growing our economy in humble ways. That brings everyone along. So let's increase our minimum wage to $15 an hour. Let's recognize the right of workers to collectively bargain. Let's commit to clean energy and sustainable clean energy jobs. Let's extend broadband in rural areas to expand opportunities. And when we offer tax breaks, let's make sure we get a return on our investment. Let's be Iowa. Really, I could. Like fairness in our criminal justice system. Supporting a path to citizenship. Ensuring LGBTQ rights. And holding concentrated animal feeding operations accountable. But they've told us to take 5 minutes. So if I could leave you with one image, it's what we saw when we came from our bases that April came in 2006. We saw destruction and a community hurting. It was just depressing. It looked hopeless. Sound familiar? That's what's wrong right now. And back then, we knew we still had each other. And we could fix it if we worked together. Our city got to work. We not only rebuilt our community, we rebuilt hope and trust in what Iowans could do if we worked together. That's what I bring to our state. We need democratic leadership and values. We need your time. We need your energy, your passion, your boots on the ground when this is race, governor's race, and legislative races. We can make it happen. We can make a better Iowa. I'm Ross Fuller. I'm running for governor. Join for this together. Let's be Iowa.
Thank you, Ross. Let's give our